Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The president has signed the historic $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The legislation stands as the largest emergency aid package in U.S. history. Key elements include sending checks directly to individuals and families and a major expansion of unemployment benefits. More than 500,000 jobless claims were filed last week in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Philadelphia health officials have confirmed two new coronavirus-related deaths. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says one is a woman who lived in a nursing home where an outbreak was previously reported.
This really emphasizes the risk to nursing homes and nursing home residents. These are the most vulnerable people in this epidemic right now.
Farley also announced the first case in a city employee at the Department of Corrections. Mayor Jim Kenney, meantime, says the city has reached an agreement with Temple University to use the Lea Corps Center for hospital overflow.
This will be used to expand our hospital bed capacity if our brick and mortar hospitals are strained by this epidemic.
The mayor says materials and supplies will be moving into the Lea Corps Center over the next few days, but he says he hopes they never have to be utilized. And the School District of Philadelphia is moving ahead with plans to buy thousands of laptops for students so they can be taught online during the coronavirus closure.
The plan provides a Chromebook to every district student who needs one for learning at home and makes digital content available to retain and learn skills with the support of a teacher.
Superintendent William Height says the Chromebooks will be distributed at schools and loaned to students during the week of April 6th. With teachers beginning to teach with tools, including Google Classroom, the following week. There are two new fatalities in Delaware County, one in Ridley Township, another in Middletown Township. The recently closed Glen Mills Schools has been set up as a federal medical station. School Acting Director Chris Spriggs offered up the space a couple weeks ago. He says right now the plan is not to bring coronavirus patients there.
So as of now, it's my understanding to use our facility to house overflow patients from surrounding hospitals who are not COVID-19 positive.
The school has an 85,000-square-foot rec center and plenty of other space to accommodate extra beds. Efforts underway to reduce the population at Delaware County's George Hill Correctional Facility to protect both inmates and staff from coronavirus. This after several employees and inmates tested positive. Councilman Kevin Madden is the chairman of the county's jail oversight board.
We're not just throwing the doors open and letting people out.
Instead, he says they're working with the courts to expedite the release of inmates who are close to getting out.
These are measures that we've been working in partnership with the district attorney's office and with the courts to really be out ahead of this thing.
The district attorney says public safety is the primary concern, and they will still lock up anyone who could be a threat to society. Montgomery County health officials say a fourth resident has died from the respiratory disease, an elderly man from Cheltenham Township.
This individual was a 95-year-old male and was in a hospital at the time of his death.
That's County Chair Dr. Valerie Arkush across the river in hard-hit New Jersey. Officials announced 27 new deaths, and among them the first in Gloucester County, an 82-year-old woman with an underlying health condition.
These aren't abstract numbers. These are our neighbors, our family, our friends, all of us. We are in this together, and we mourn together.
That's Governor Phil Murphy. More positive news in the Garden State, with high school students in Camden soon receiving laptops for at-home learning, thanks to $400,000 in donations from the Camden Education Fund, Townsend Press, and Campbell Soup Company. And with a desperate need for protective medical equipment, the virtual reality lab at Rowan University has come up with an innovative reusable face mask.
These are printed in a 3D printer out of material called PLA, polylactic acid. So these can be washed in hot water and molded to the face, and then later sanitized and reused.
Professor Sharik Medayam says 30 of the masks are in trial runs at Cooper Hospital and Inspira in Mullica Hill.
And after that, we will go into final production, and we want to be able to print hundreds of masks so that we can provide a good supply to the local hospitals.
The research group is also working on making plastic face shields with the help of a 3D printer. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.